to turn in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we want to read two verses. We are going to share several verses with you this morning as references to what we'll be speaking on or preaching on this morning. And so just like the song that the ladies just sang, He Will Never Fail, we are forever blessed because He will never fail. And so that's the title of our message this morning, Forever Blessed. And so we want to begin reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I want to read two verses of Scripture, verses 9 and verses 10, for our text this morning. So let's begin reading. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Forever blessed. I'm convinced this morning that we that know Christ as our personal Savior are forever blessed because of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together this morning. We do lift the request up, Lord, to You, those that are on our prayer list and those that aren't on our prayer list that are struggling with sicknesses and health issues and problems in life. Lord, You know who those folks are, and we just pray that You'll help them, and may they feel Your presence, may they feel Your comfort, may they feel Your healing. And Lord, for those that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, our personal prayer list has several that doesn't know Christ, and there may be folks that individuals here that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior. Lord, speak to those hearts. Help us, Lord, to look into Your Word this morning and find encouragement, because we are forever blessed. No matter what's going on in this world, no matter what trials and tribulations and problems, help us to focus on You. And so, Father, I pray that You'll help this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever thought about your future? A lot of times when we grow up and we go through the ages and the different generations of time in our life, we think about the future. I remember growing up, one of the first things that that I personally thought about was, as Mackenzie, one of the first things I thought about was when I got 16, I would get my license. And I did. The day I turned 16, my dad took me to Greensboro, and I was able to get my license. And then there's different phases. The next phase in my life that I thought about was getting out of school. One of the things that I made mention of when I was graduating high school is, I will never go back. Well, that wasn't true. And then the next phase, you think of marriage, you think of having children, you think of living life, you have hopes and dreams. And then you think about retirement. And then you have retirement. And then you wonder what's left. Well, there's still a lot to do. There's still a lot to think about. There's still a lot to plan for. But let's take it away from our earthly bodies and our earthly life. And have you ever thought about your forever future? The future in heaven. The future of blessing. Have you ever thought about the different provisions that God has made for His children, those that know Christ as their personal Savior? So many times people have dreams in life, plans in life, visions in life, but for whatever reason, in many, if not most, those things fizzle out. They never come to be. Maybe because dreams were not realistic. Maybe because life changes. Maybe because something just didn't go according as planned. This morning we should be encouraged about our past, about our present, and about our future. You see, situations in believers in this earthly life may change. But as a believer, we are very blessed. And we share a common denominator, and that is Jesus Christ. Because there's something special about our past, and not necessarily the things that we did in our past, but there's still something that we can rejoice at when it comes to our past. And the Bible says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. You see, we can rejoice over our past because our sins are forgiven. We don't rejoice over the things we did and the mistakes we made and the bad choices, but we rejoice because our sins are forgiven. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Psalm 34, verse 8, the Bible says, O taste and see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So let's think about the present. If we're trusting in him, we're blessed. If we've tasted his goodness and we've tasted what the Lord has done for us and continues to do, then we're forever blessed. But what about our future? As we consider our future, and we find that in Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. The Bible says, Then shall the king say unto them, On his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. You see, every one of us that know Christ as our personal Savior have a tremendous future in store. We have a tremendous future in store. The understanding is that we are blessed. The understanding is that the blessings will never end. The blessings will never end. And why is that? Because it's God that gave the promise. It's God that gives the promise the redeemed of all ages will live and enjoy an unending blessedness. Will live and have that unending blessedness. What do these blessings consist of? Well, I don't know if you've ever been like me, and sometimes you don't hear quite as much about them as you used to in years gone by, but you would buy something called a subscription. Not a prescription, because those are unending too, the older you get. But sometimes you might purchase a subscription, maybe to a place or maybe a product or something such as that. Well, the first thing that I think of is when you purchase a subscription, then I want to know what comes with that. I want to know what benefits that you get out of the subscription. What comes with that? And so we don't have a subscription when it comes to our salvation, but what we do have is abundance of blessings. An abundance of blessings. And keep in mind that what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning did not cost us a thing, but it cost him everything. It cost him everything. So I want to share with you just a few thoughts this morning with the subject forever blessed. We are forever blessed because we will forever be with the Lord. We are forever blessed because we will forever be with the Lord. And we see that in John 14, verse 3, the Bible says, "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself." And notice what it says, "that where I am, there ye may be also." You see, we have that promise that we will forever be with the Lord. And when I begin to think about that, when I begin to meditate, and when I begin to consider that we will forever be with the Lord, I can't help but look at my life. I can't help but look at the mistakes that I've made. I can't help but look at some wrong decisions. I can't help but think of all those things and think to myself, it's wonderful that He loves me. It's wonderful that I will be with Him. You see, the major attraction for our future and our blessedness is the fact that we will forever be with the Lord. Forever be with the Lord. The one who loved us, the one who gave Himself for us. You see, that's a major attraction. Our Savior, which is in John 14, 26. The one who shed His blood, our friend, which is John 15, 14. And our Master, which is Matthew 23, 8. Now, none of us this morning know what Jesus looks like in a sense of what we will see. But I believe this morning that when the time comes, whether it be Him come for us or whether we go to Him first, whatever the case may be, I believe that we're going to know Him as He is because of that blessedness. You see, that's a blessing this morning. That's a blessing. You know, sometimes we, I joke with a person, a lady that I work with, and I joke with her, and we go in very early, and I'll joke with her, and I'll go into where she's at, and I'll say, "Who do we have this morning?" Because people are moody. And you don't know who you're getting. And, you know, she laughs at me and we pick about it. But, you know, when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we see Him, we're going to see Him for who He is. And we're going to remember what He's done. And we're going to rejoice because it's Him. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see, we're forever blessed because of His presence. We're forever blessed because of His presence. The next thing I think about, forever blessed, is the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. The likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a verse in the Bible in 1 John chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Behold, what manner of love hath the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear," notice what it says, "we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." You see, that's a blessing that we're going to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. That we'll forever be like the Lord Jesus Christ. This verse tells us that we should not only be with Christ, but that we shall be like Him. To me, that's hard sometimes to comprehend. With this earthly mind and with the way the world is, that's kind of hard to comprehend sometimes because we are so much unlike Him now. When we see Him, we will be like Him. We will be like Him. You know, sometimes our mind wonders. Sometimes it might wander to this thought, or sometimes it might wander to that thought, or sometimes it might drift away. Do you realize that one day that we're going to be perfect? We're going to be perfect. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, the Bible says, "From whom he did know, for now he also did predestinate to be conformed unto the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." You see, everything that we have this morning, everything that we share this morning, the Lord had a plan for. The Lord had a plan. You see, Jesus Christ going on the cross, going to the cross for our sins and for the world's sin, was not just it wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't the kind of thing to where he said, "Well, maybe I'll do this, or maybe I'll do that, or maybe this will work, or maybe that'll work." You see, that plan was orchestrated by God. That plan was given by God. That plan was performed by God. And everything about it is God. Everything about it is God. Every idea, every thought, every consideration will be clear as to what He has truly done for us, because we are forever blessed. You know, sometimes our minds might drift and we might think things that we shouldn't. But one day, we're going to be clear. Our minds are going to be clear. Our thoughts are going to be clear. Because we're forever going to be with Him. But you see, there had to be a price that was paid. The price at Calvary. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we received Him, we started and we continue to be forever blessed. I'll give you another one, number three. Forever blessed to live in perfect surroundings. Forever blessed to live in perfect surroundings. You know, we can go back to the book of Genesis and we can think about Adam and Eve and we can think about creation and we can think about how all that was orchestrated and how that they were in a perfect place. But because of sin and the curse of sin and the decision that was made, sin came on board. But Jesus came. And because of who He is, and because of the finished work of Calvary, a believer will soon be in a place of perfect surroundings. Perfect surroundings. You know, we can see in our own community the changes that have taken place in the last 40 years. And we can see all the changes, and we continue to see all the changes, and we can, you know, and many of those changes we're not happy about. Many of those changes we wished would have never happened. But do you realize that this is not our home? We're just passing through. And we're going to be in a place that is perfect. We're going to be in a place that is perfect, and we're going to have a perfect place, a perfect surrounding. And we look forward to that place of no corruption. No corruption. You see, we live in a place now in this world where there's disorder. We live in a place now where there's a lot of chaos. We live in this world because of this sin-cursed world. But one day we're not going to have to worry about it. Because we're forever blessed. We're forever blessed. Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Notice what these words say. "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. and shall lead them unto a living foundation of water. And notice, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You see, we're forever blessed. We're forever blessed because we're one day going to live in perfect surroundings. Our heavenly home, forever blessed. I remember the first home that my mother and father purchased. And I remember I was just a little fellow. And so there was some things that had to be done to the home. They purchased it, as many cases. You purchase a home and you have your ideas and you know that you want to fix some things up. And people even today buy homes and they fix them up and so on. Well, when we get to our heavenly home, it's already fixed. We're not going to have to fix anything up. We're not going to say, oh, I want to change this. I grew up during a time, and I don't know that people do this nowadays, but I grew up in a time that about every 6 months, somebody was changing your house around, moving your furniture, and cleaning behind the furniture, and you move it, and you know, you come in one day, and the couch is on one side of the room, and you come in the other day, and the couch is on the other side. And I grew up during that time period. But do you realize when we get to heaven, it's going to be a perfect place and we're not going to have to change a thing. Amen. All we're going to have to do is enjoy the blessings and the forever blessing that the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us. And you can rest assured that if it's a place that has been prepared for us, it's going to be a perfect place. And we're not going to have any wants. We're not going to have any needs because it's a perfect place and it's provided and everything's going to be perfect because we're forever blessed. You see, we're forever blessed. And number four this morning, we're forever blessed because of freedom. 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 Here, we deal with limitations. Here we deal with a period of time to where we're limited. There may be some things that we want to do or things that we would like to do, but the older we get, we realize that there's some limitations. There's some limitations. Romans chapter 8 verses 22 and 23, the Bible says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies." Do you realize that our bodies have a lot of limitations now? A lot of limitation. We think of sin. And we think of the terrible consequence of sin. Sin is terrible and how it limits us. But do you realize that we are free from the penalty of sin? We are free from the penalty of sin. We are free from the power of sin. And we are free from the presence of sin. But let us be rest assured of this, that Satan is active now. Satan is trying to do everything that he can to continue to corrupt, to continue to not only corrupt man, but to continue to corrupt this world. But I'll tell you, one day he will be bound. One day he will be cast into the lake of fire, and one day there'll be no more worries because we are forever blessed. We are forever blessed. Romans chapter 20, verse 10, the Bible says, "And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." And we say, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. While we are here, we're going to have to experience some things. while we are here, we're going to have to experience sickness. We're going to have to experience weakness. We're going to have to experience pain. We're going to have to experience discomfort. But this one day is going to change. This one day is going to change. I think of the things that I know people in my life that I'm acquainted with and different things, and I realize that there's a lot of suffering because of situations and because of circumstances. But Revelation chapter 1 verse 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." You see, because of Jesus Christ, we are forever blessed. We are forever blessed. We may have weaknesses now. We may have problems now. We may have difficulties now. But we can rest assured it's coming. When we used to travel on trips, we would sit in the back seat. And I remember it. We would live down east. We lived around Goldsboro, around Pikeville, Fremont, in the middle of those areas. And we would go see my grandparents who lived up in the mountains, and we lived down east. And my dad used to have a 1973 Caprice, which was a great big car. And my sisters and I would sit in the back, and I would sit in the middle. And my mother would always fix us something to eat. And we would leave after my dad got home from work, and we would drive, and we would head towards the mountains to spend the weekend with my grandparents. My mother would stay with her mom and dad, and my dad would stay with his mom and dad, and we kids got to choose where we would stay. But I remember that we would always, and I remember the road. It's not 40 like it is now, but it was like it used to be, and I remember the road, and my mother would always fix hot dogs. And I remember she would fix them, and they would always say, "Wait till we get to Hickory," from where we were down east. And when we got to Hickory, we knew it was time for us to eat. And I was a grown boy. I wanted to eat. And I remember asking them, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" And I know that I was getting on their last nerve. And then we would get into Hickory, and we would be sitting at a certain stoplight, and I would see my mother reach down where this food was, these hot dogs were, and I knew that we were there. Well, I could just imagine, just as my mother was reaching down for those hot dogs, I knew we were there. Well, just imagine. If I can kind of put it in these terms, I believe the Lord's reaching down, and we're almost there. We're almost there. You see, we are forever blessed because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of things that people are going through in life. But one day, there'll be no more pain. No more crying. No more problems. Because we're forever blessed. Number five, forever blessed with the fellowship of the redeemed of all ages. We think about one day that we're going to be with our loved ones. We think about we're going to be with my parents and your loved ones. But do you realize that one day we're going to get to see the saints that we read about? One day we get to see the saints that are recorded in the Scriptures, and from generation to generation and generation, we're going to get to see those saints. We'll see our loved ones. We'll be with them. It is not a matter of if we see them, but it's a matter of when we see them. because of what Jesus Christ did. It's a matter of when we will see them, because one day we will see them. One day we will be in their presence. And most importantly, one day we'll be with Jesus. We'll be with Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, the Bible says, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known." Forever blessed. And then lastly this morning, forever blessed with unhindered worship. Unhindered worship. Here, there are many hindrances. There's weaknesses. There's hindrances. There's limitations. There's interruptions. Praise sometimes is feeble based upon the circumstance. But how different it will be forever when we gather in His presence. How different it will be because we are forever blessed. Our hearts and our minds try to understand our future. Our hearts and our minds try to wrap around what the future will be. But we are limited in our understanding. We ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us and to try to help us to understand. But we're limited. But one day we will see Jesus and we will truly understand. Think about in your life how that your mom and dad would go in a direction and the kids would just follow and you would think to yourself, well, I don't understand why we're doing this. Or I don't understand how come we have to do it this way. And maybe you might even question. But they knew. They knew what the outcome would be. They knew. And then after the fact, you look back years later and you say, I understand. I understand. There's going to be some things in this life, and you already know this, but there's going to be some things in this life that we don't understand. There's going to be some things in this life that we might even say, well, I wonder why this is taking place. There may be some things in this life that we just are confused with, but one day, we're going to understand because we're forever blessed. And it's simply because the Lord Jesus Christ loved you so much that He died for your sins. He took your place. He took my place. And we that know Christ received Him as our personal Savior. And for that, we are forever blessed. We carry a lot of burdens. We carry a lot of problems with us many times. But I challenge you this morning to not focus on the present, but to focus on the future. Focus on what He's already done for you. And focus how He's helping. And focus on the fact that we are forever blessed. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank You for our time together. We thank You for this opportunity that we have to just not even scratch the surface of our blessings. Lord, many times You know our hearts and You know the troubles and we know the problems. You know the situations. And sometimes we worry. Sometimes we are in stressful situations. But help us this morning to realize that one day we won't have to worry about it. It's just a matter of time because of what You've done. Because of what was finished on Calvary. So, Father, I pray that You'll help us if there's someone, Lord, that just needs to come and pray and talk to You. Lord, we ask that You have Your will and way. Maybe someone that's struggling this morning, that's forgotten their blessings. It happens many times. Father, I pray that you'll bless this invitation. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number?